Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Globe Life Inc., a leading provider of life and supplemental health insurance in the United States. Globe Life is known for its focus on serving middle-income families and providing affordable insurance options to a broad customer base. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the insurance sector. Let's dive in.
Globe Life has built a strong presence in the life insurance market, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like loss aversion and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and marketing strategies?
Loss aversion is a significant factor in Globe Life's decision-making, especially regarding product development and marketing strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize products that are perceived as low risk, both for the company and for the policyholders, such as traditional life insurance policies with guaranteed payouts. While this approach helps minimize potential financial losses and appeals to risk-averse customers, it may also limit Globe Life's ability to innovate and introduce new insurance products that could meet the evolving needs of their customer base. The availability heuristic is another key factor where Globe Life might focus on marketing products that have been successful in the past or that address highly publicized risks, potentially overlooking emerging risks or underserved markets. This can lead to a focus on traditional marketing messages and product offerings rather than exploring new opportunities in the insurance market.
This focus on stability and risk management has helped Globe Life build a reliable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and lower volatility in the insurance sector.
Exactly. Globe Life's emphasis on providing reliable, low-risk insurance products has made it a dependable choice for both customers and investors. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new product offerings to ensure long-term growth and relevance in a rapidly changing market.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Globe Life Inc. As an insurance provider serving a diverse population, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Globe Life, given their role in providing insurance solutions to a broad and diverse customer base. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is essential for understanding and addressing the needs of different communities. A diverse workforce can help Globe Life better understand the unique insurance needs of various demographic groups, leading to more inclusive and effective product offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like insurance, where understanding and addressing diverse community needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Globe Life not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing inclusive and accessible insurance solutions. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Globe Life operates in a highly competitive and evolving insurance market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer preferences, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Globe Life's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer preferences is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the insurance sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with introducing new insurance products and entering new markets. Loss aversion might make Globe Life more inclined to focus on their established products and customer base, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasing, influenced by digital transformation and changing consumer expectations. The availability heuristic might drive them to focus on marketing products that have been successful in the past, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities in underserved markets and emerging risks to meet the evolving needs of their customers.
This adaptability is key for Globe Life, especially as they face competition from both traditional insurance companies and newer, more tech-driven insurtech firms. Their ability to innovate while maintaining reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Globe Life's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established products, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
Now, let's compare Globe Life Inc. to other companies in the insurance sector like MetLife, Prudential Financial, and Aflac. How do Globe Life's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Globe Life's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the insurance sector, such as MetLife, Prudential Financial, and Aflac, particularly in their approach to product development, risk management, and market adaptation. Globe Life's emphasis on providing low-risk, affordable insurance products appeals to investors looking for consistency and low risk in the insurance sector. MetLife, known for its diversified product offerings and global reach, appeals to those interested in growth through a broad portfolio of insurance and financial products. Prudential Financial, with its strong focus on retirement planning and investment products, offers a more comprehensive approach to financial security, while Aflac's emphasis on supplemental insurance and customer-centric marketing positions it as a leader in niche insurance markets. Globe Life's focus on balancing affordability with reliability provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of staying too conservative in a rapidly changing insurance market.
And unlike MetLife or Prudential Financial, which have a broader focus on diversified financial products, Globe Life's strength lies in its ability to provide affordable, reliable insurance solutions to middle-income families across the U.S.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Globe Life, the focus on affordability and reliability provides a unique value proposition in the insurance sector.
To sum up, Globe Life Inc.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Globe Life's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.